Welcome to Uncomplicating Business for Teachers, Helpers, and Givers. I'm Sarah Torpy, and I'm a business coach who found my way to business ownership after teaching in public schools, coaching teachers, and coaching in the corporate world. This podcast is all about making business ownership and success way less complicated for the teachers, helpers, and givers like you. If you're finding that the way the business folks teach things like networking, marketing, and selling aren't actually working for you and really feel kind of icky, and you know that there's just got to be another way, I'm here to tell you that there is, and that's what this podcast is all about. If you want to reach out, you can find me in all of the usual places. Check the description for more information. And while you're here, hit subscribe to keep updated on each new episode as it's released. Welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you're here at the podcast with me. This week, we're going to talk about followers. We're going to talk about the number of followers you actually need to succeed in your business. Most of my clients, I'm going to give you this caveat right up front. Most of my clients are service providers. They provide a service to a discrete number of people. Like, they can't serve everyone. They can't be everything to everyone. And so if you're a service provider, this is going to make sense. But also if you sell products, this is going to make sense to a degree. The numbers are a little different, but a lot of what we're going to talk about here still applies. I have most of my clients are service providers in coaching, but you know, I do have people that sell stuff as both in partnership with their service business and just in and of itself. The other thing I want to tell you is the reason we're talking about this. If I see one more post in my Facebook feed lately with the, hey, I'm trying to grow my audience to X number of followers so that X thing will happen, it's making me crazy. So what I think is really important to talk about here is, you know, what do you actually need to succeed in business? If you're somebody who thinks a lot about how many followers you have on each platform, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on whatever, if you think a lot about how to grow your audience, if you're thinking in funnels, if you're worried about what the numbers mean, if you're thinking about monetizing, if you're thinking about all of that, this is for you. If you worry that you're not talking to the right people or enough people or there are people on the right platforms and you're not using the right formats and you're not, listen, I get it. I hear you. I see this all day, every day, both in my Facebook feed, in my TikTok feed, on LinkedIn, and I'm not on Instagram, so I can't on Instagram, or else I'm sure I'd be seeing it on Instagram. But today, we're going to talk about followers and what you actually need to succeed. I think the good news is that it's not as many as you think, because it's not really, it doesn't work like you think it does. The original title for this podcast was Unpopular Things You Can Stop Stressing About Right Now. But, you know, here's what I would tell you. I'm not going to give you an actual number here. I'm sorry. Because there isn't one. This is the thing. You can figure out how many followers you actually need to succeed by thinking about the people in front of you. I know it's like, it feels a little bait and switchy, but I promise it's not. Here is the thing. Yes. Of course, you need some sort of audience, okay? Like when I first started my coaching business, I had no one following me anywhere. Fine, great, whatever. But the way I built a business, the way I teach people to build a business is by connecting. And every time you connect with someone, you create a follower. Honestly, I think the math is more like every time I connect with someone, I create 5 followers. Because what happens is when I connect with someone, I invite them to the places I am. Like I had a conversation with someone last week and I said, hey, you know, if you're, you know, interested in the kind of work I'm doing and the way we're talking about this, you're more than welcome in my Facebook group. Please come hang out with us. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to anything. You don't even have to stay. But if you feel like it would be a good place for you, you're more than welcome. She came and joined, and then 2 of her friends did. And we're like a week into the process. She is sharing the things I'm doing with her people. They are learning from her coming into my world. So they did. That's the first part of this. You need people in your audience, but you connecting to actual human beings creates your audience for you. You don't have to like artificially stalk people. And there are so many tools and processes and courses and people out there talking to you about how to gain followers and how to buy followers and how to do all of these things. Listen, you don't need to do that. You know people, right? If you listen to this podcast, you are probably a people first business owner. And as a people first business owner, as an impact first business owner, I feel like I'm all the hand gestures today. This is really about working with people. So your primary objective isn't followers, it's humans. If you connect to humans, you will have followers. I was just talking to a client about this in the last couple of weeks. You know, I was talking to her about whenever she meets with someone new, whenever she connects, she doesn't just create a follower, she creates a fan. That's what you do when you're passionate about your work, when you're passionate about helping people, when you're passionate about doing good out in the world, you create fans and fans follow you. It matters. So listen, do you need 100 people? Do you need 1,000 people? Do you need 10,000 people? I don't know. It doesn't matter, actually. The question you should ask is a different one. The question you should ask is, how many yeses do I need? Like, for you to reach your goals this year, how many people can you actually help? Like, I know in my business, my goal this year is to help 75 business owners. That's it. And that's not even one-on-one. That's like through a combination of one-on-one and group coaching and the course I have. So like right now I'm at, I don't know, 30 some. I'm like halfway there. So for me to touch that many people, to work with that many individual businesses, you know, I do need more than that number of people in my audience, but I don't need 1 million. I don't need 10,000. I probably don't even need 1,000. Because what happens when I meet people is that we talk about what they're doing and they become fans. They come into my world. They become a part of group coaching. They become a part of my course. They become a part of one-on-one coaching. So in that process, I get to help more people. Your number is probably not 75. It might be 10. So, you know, if you can only serve 10 individual people this year, or 20 or even 30, what you don't need is 3,000 people, right? And yeah, the people that teach you the funnels are like, you need to put 10,000 people into the top of the funnel. At the next stage, you lose 80% of them. So you only have 2,000 people left. And then you need 2,000 people to move into the next thing because you'll only take 20% with you and you'll be left with, oh God, I can't do math right now. However, hundreds of many people. And they're going to narrow it down. But that's not what you're doing. You're not making a funnel. You're talking to human beings. So if you're focused on human beings, then you're focused on connection, and connection works different than a funnel. The quote unquote metrics of conversion rates don't work the same because you're actually talking to people and you give a crap about what they're doing and how you're going to be able to help them. You're giving to support them, right? Our brains really like to quantify things. So part of our rush to be like, okay, how many followers, is because we want a number. We want somebody to say to us, hey, if you get to 1,500 followers, your business will succeed. But that's not how this works, because how many people do you know that have thousands of followers and nothing happens, right? They don't convert that into anything. Or they have 10,000 followers, and they're all followers they bought, and they don't actually interact or engage with their content and their work. We like to quantify things, but followers doesn't equal money. Connection creates income. Connection creates impact. So if you're focusing on followers, you're focusing on the wrong thing. What matters is connection. And I keep saying it over and over again. I'm on my soapbox today. Sorry. So the thing to think about here, because this is all about action and implementation. It's not just about like you're doing it wrong, because you're not doing it wrong. You're a person. And we're always going to get into like quantifying things. Like, that's why I don't wear my Apple Watch to sleep. Because if I wear my watch to bed, I start to obsess over how many hours I'm sleeping, and then I don't sleep. It's not good. So instead of focusing on the quantity, the followers, focus on the connection. Who are you connecting with? Where are you connecting? Are you creating fans? Are you adding them into your world? Are you helping them when you do? Right? One amazing connection can create 10 sales for you. One amazing connection can create 3 clients. 10 amazing connections can be enough to float your business for a whole year. But that's not the same as 100 followers, right? This is about connections, not followers. The other thing to remember, and this is the thing I think we forget so easily, particularly if we are in pursuit of followers, is that you have people who are fans with you right now. You have people who are fans with you right now. Talk to them. While you are busy worrying that you're not talking to the right people or enough people, the people right in front of you are thinking like, man, I think I'm ready to pay her. I want to be a client of hers. And you are not focused on them. So what if you focused on the people in front of you that are already with you? What if you said to them, hey, if you're a fan, feel free to share. What if you said to them, I'm going to focus on you and helping you get where you need to go? Because when you do, those people feel seen and heard and loved and supported. And isn't that what you want anyways? Of course it is. So see and hear and love and support the people in front of you. Connect to new people and treat them the same way. The followers come because they become fans. The numbers, whatever. Like, I've recently had a Facebook group person tell me that I was doing. My Facebook group is somewhere in the neighborhood of like 375. It's like 3 or 4 years old at this point. She's like, I can't believe you haven't grown it more. Listen, I like it being a happy little community. I like that I know most of the people, at least their first names, and I've connected with them on some level. I like the size of it. I don't need a million people in there. I want people who I can help, who love to be there. You have an audience right now. It's not about followers. It's about connection. So then the final question is this. How are you showing up? Are you showing up thinking about the followers and how to funnel them? Or are you thinking about the people and how to help them? Because the real thing here is when you show up and focus on the people and how to help them, the rest of it works itself out. You may not ever have a million followers. You don't need them to create a successful business. I have, 200 some followers on TikTok. Creates business for me. I have 300 some people in my Facebook group. It creates business for me. But it did when there was 100 and when there was 50. It's always worked for me because I've always focused on the humans in front of me because they matter. I focused on building my connections and making them feel welcome. You get to do it like this. You don't have to do it the metric first way. You don't have to make a funnel out of human beings. People are not a funnel. Okay. So, I'm gonna stop there. I'm gonna tell you a couple of things. The first is that if you want to coach with me, I would love to focus on you. This is what I do. This is what I help people do. I can help you get out of your own way around followers and everything else and really connect to people so that you can create impact and growth in your business and for them. You can coach with me one-on-one. Group coaching launches again in September. So if you're thinking about group coaching for the fall, reach out. Let's talk about it. There's already people who are on the list and I'm happy to put you there too. And then Selling by Giving will launch again in the fall, which is a course all about, you know, learning to sell without the nasty grossness, because we don't need the nasty grossness. If you are finding this podcast useful, would love if you followed it on whatever platform you listen on Apple or whatever. And if you love it and you want to share it, we'd love to have you do that too. You can also watch this on YouTube. Come find us there. It's so fun to be like playing around on YouTube. So I'm a dork. If you're not in my group, you should be. It is my favorite corner of the world. It is where we do all the best things. And it is a community full of people like you who get it. So come play. And really that's all. Over the summer, this is every 2 weeks. So I will see you in 2 weeks. And until then, focus on those connections because the people that love you and need you, they're your fans, they're your business. I'll see you then.